4. Jen was grateful she had the handsome man, what was his name again? Oh yeah, Jordan, to keep her company tonight at the bar. Talking to a hot guy made it much more tolerable to witness TJ's tiny cheerleader girlfriend paw all over him. And it still grated that she was the last to know he'd been seeing someone. TJ never dated. Well, he probably had gone out on a date in the last several years they'd worked together, but she'd never heard about it, and he'd certainly never gotten serious with anyone. But God, if Jen had ever tried to guess his type, it probably would have been this woman exactly. Sophisticated, beautiful, toned calves, cute little nose, pricey handbag, blah, blah, blah. She'd already known he was predictable, so why was she so irritated? Jen smiled at Jordan as she handed him another Stag Signature bourbon and Coke. It's nice to have someone to talk to while I work, she said. He smiled at her.
I seriously doubt you hurt for male attention.
She liked that he was a straight shooter, like she was. The fact that he was tall and had large biceps didn't hurt either. She bet he played football in college. Was he her type for a serious relationship? Not a chance, especially since relationships were for squares. But he could be fun for a night or two. Okay, you're right. I get my share of male attention. But it's nice to have attention I feel inspired to return, she said. His lips quirked.
Glad to hear you feel that way.
Jen's eyes narrowed in on TJ and his date, who stood with their backs to her not 5 feet away from Jordan, talking with Jake and Alex. As his date's hand slid down his back toward his perfect butt, Jen felt her insides clench. She couldn't take her eyes off the perfectly manicured fingers, the way they began to curve down, apply pressure. TJ! She called out without thinking. He jerked around, effectively forcing the woman's hand to fall.
Yeah?
He asked, almost coolly. No surprise, he was easily annoyed by Jen. Always had been. She nodded her head at Jordan, who had turned slightly on his bar stool. I thought you might like to meet Jordan Badisto, owner of Shakers. Jordan turned fully and stuck out his hand the same time TJ put his own out.
Absolutely. Nice to meet you, man, TJ said.